Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to our brand new segment here on the podcast, Tough Love Thursdays. I am so excited to be diving in every single Thursday with a short tough love truth in just 10 minutes or less that will support you in opening your mind, diving deep, and facing the real truth of what's really holding you back on your sugar freedom journey. I'm recording these live over in my private Facebook group every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can find the link in the show notes below to come and join us live in on the action or tune in here on the podcast every single week. Are you ready to open your mind and look at your life, your habits, and your addictive patterns with food through a brand new lens? Amazing. Then let's do this.
Hello, everyone. Hello. We're streaming live here in the Simply Balanced Health Facebook group. And if you're listening to this recording on the podcast, hello, hello, wherever you're tuning in from. I'm so excited to be here for another powerful Tough Love Thursday. I've been getting some really great feedback about these episodes, especially over on the podcast. So huge shout out to anyone who has given me feedback about loving these episodes. I have so many more in store for you over the coming months. And of course, if you are watching this in our private Facebook group, let me know who's here with me in the chat below. Would love to say hello to you and really keep this conversation going. I mean, the purpose of these Tough Love Thursdays is for you to not only reflect on some deeper areas that you may be escaping or avoiding doing the work when it comes to your journey to sugar and really starting to see things from a different angle, but also to share and to engage in a two-way conversation. So this is why I love doing these live in the Facebook group every week so that we can get the conversation started with these topics and really own up perhaps to where we have been fooling ourselves or thinking about things in an unsupportive way. And hopefully these episodes are helping you start to see things differently, starting to then do things differently. When we think and believe differently, we start to act differently. And this is one of the areas that I'm so passionate about in really diving into the depth of what stories are being stored in our nervous system and our subconscious that are actually at the root of our addictive patterns with sugar, right? And why so many women, many of you here, have been on this roller coaster for decades, right? It starts inside. It starts in the body. All right. Side tangent paused. Let's dive into today's actual tough love truth that I want to share with all of you. And this is something that came up actually in a few conversations this week in my group call with my current Break Free from Sugar program ladies, and also a private conversation that I had with a client. And this is really a tough pill to swallow for many of you, that the truth here being that by staying addicted to sugar, you are actually taking the easy way out. Now, you may think, that sounds crazy, Dani. There's no way. This is really hard to be addicted to sugar. I hate it. I don't want to be eating sugar. But there is a part of you that does want it. And there's a part of you that knows what it's like to binge on sugar, to use sugar to cope and escape, to have this be your crutch and your best friend. And the actual truth is that many of you are really in this place where you've become complacent. And I share this with so much love, right? That you are stuck, you are complacent. And you are, by doing nothing or by pretending to actually do something. And I see this as the surface level attempts that I know so many of you are doing, right? Continuing to attempt to break through sugar addiction by yourself, continuing to just sign up for another 30-day detox, to continuing to willpower yourself through and just change your habits, right? Or just change your mindset. All these are surface level acts that help you feel and pretend like you are actually making progress when you are actually not. A big example of this is the information gathering and seeking that I talk a lot about, right? I know many of you out there are in this area where you're just seeking information without actually applying it. And this gives your subconscious sort of something to do. It kind of like feels good. It feels like you're doing something when you're not. And the truth is, the hard work is actually choosing to give up sugar, is actually choosing to dive inward into your body, into your nervous system, into your traumas, into the root causes of what is keeping you hooked on sugar every year, and to actually do the work, to do the inner healing, to do the work. That's tough. And I'm not going to lie to you. It's probably some of the hardest stuff that you maybe have ever had to do. And it is the only way to get into a life that you deserve, filled with peace and happiness and joy and freedom from the control and obsession that food has overtaken in your mind and body. So don't be afraid of the work. But I want to lovingly call all of you out who are staying, choosing, even though it doesn't feel like a choice, you are choosing to stay hooked on sugar. And to stay in this roller coaster year after year, attempting these surface level attempts to heal something that actually stems from a deeper root cause. And this is where I get so passionate. I'm on my soapbox now, screaming that if you actually want to get out of this rhythm of this unhealthy patterns, you've got to look inward. And that's where the real work starts. That's where the real tough stuff starts. And I know that the natural tendency of human beings is to wait until something gets so challenging before we're actually ready to change it. And I know many of you are waiting until you hit your rock bottom with sugar. So when staying hooked on sugar actually genuinely becomes harder and more miserable and more of a struggle than the thought and belief that you have about doing the deep work to get off of sugar and getting off of sugar, that is when things will change for you. And I hope that you can catch into this and find your motivation and find your inspiration to start your healing journey before you hit your rock bottom. But I know many of you will need that in order for the change to begin. And there's no guilt or judging or shaming in that at all. This is a human, you know, part of being a human. This is how many of us operate. But I want you to understand that by staying addicted to sugar, you're actually taking the easy way out. And maybe that's what you want to do. I'm not here to tell you what to do. Maybe you want to take the easy way out and you want to have this easy life. But if you want to live your best life, filled with vitality and energy and abundance and happiness and joy like you have never experienced before, then it's time to be committed to putting in the work and perhaps learning in this journey how to do hard things. And that's okay. It doesn't have to be as hard as you are making it up in your mind to be. Starting your journey, whether you're giving up sugar or you're starting to do some deep healing in your body, reconnecting to your truth, all these pieces, you know, there's no race, there's no rush. They're all here in divine timing to support you in your journey to breaking free. Freedom, peace, you know, these words that I throw around a lot that, you know, many of you are desiring and seeking when it comes to food and sugar. So that's your tough love truth today. This deep reminder that as difficult as you think it is with what's going on with sugar right now, there is another side. When you start getting off of sugar, yes, it can be tough. Yes, it's going to take some hard work. I'm not going to pretend like I see so many coaches and experts out there doing that it's going to be easy. Get off sugar effortlessly. No, it's going to take some effort and it's not going to be easy if you're actually doing root cause healing so that you can get off this roller coaster for the rest of your life. Yeah, it's going to take something from you. It's going to take some commitment. It's going to take time. It's going to take money. It's going to take a empowered version of yourself that perhaps you have never met before. And in that process, you will awaken to this ultimate sense of who you are, and what life has to offer you, which is so exciting, so exciting. And until you go through it, you can't really know what I'm talking about. But that's okay. I'm doing my best to articulate it. And I hope that you're able to just notice where you are letting yourself off the hook, right? Where are you letting yourself take the easy way out versus doing the real work and doing the real transformation, the real change in your life versus the fake surface level 30-day off sugar, read another book, listen to another podcast. You know, all these things distract us, but they don't actually move the needle. They don't actually change things unless you apply them in your life and do the work. So let me know. Are you ready to do the work? In the comments below, if you're watching this on Facebook, let me know if this resonated with you and we can keep the conversation going there. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. I will see you all same time, same place next week.